إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in several places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Allah said, verily the life of this world is a figment of the imagination. متاع actually means in Arabic, it means something which is useful but not valuable. And the example that is generally given is mata is like a wiping cloth. So you have a wiping cloth in the kitchen, or you have a wiping cloth in the bathroom or somewhere with which you clean the floor, or if there is something which has fallen, something dirty, you use the cloth to clean it. So the wiping cloth is useful, but it is not valuable. You will not take the wiping cloth and, you know, carefully fold it and put it in your pocket or put it on your head or somewhere. It's generally, once you, many times you, after you wipe the thing, you throw that dirt and the cloth and you get a different wiping cloth. So mata is that, mata ul ghurur. And ghurur is something which is imaginary. Innamal hayatu dunya illa mata ul ghurur. Now, I thought it is important for us to remind ourselves about this, because it is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered important enough to mention several times. Now, what is this whole imaginary world about? What is it that fools us? If you look at it, what is it that fools us? You know, if you watch any, I don't know if any of you have been to any movie sets, if you have been to a, you know, movie shooting theater, you will find as you walk in, supposing it's a Western movie they are showing with where there's going to be a gunfight in the street. So as you walk down this street inside this theater on the sets, you will find there is a saloon and there is a hotel and there are horse stables and there is the sheriff's office and all of this, right? But if you go around behind that, you will find that there is a cutout with a sheriff's, in the front of which looks like a sheriff's office, and behind that there is a stick which is holding it up. If you open the door and you walk into the sheriff's office, you will find there is no office. You are back in the, on the other side of the street. And this is called the facade. The facade is the front edge, is the face that you show. Now, even in psychology, we use the same term facade for the face that we show to the world. Now, people who are emotionally mature are people, and who are wise are people whose facade is the same as the inside. There is congruence between feelings, thoughts and actions. So the facade is not different. But there are many people, and Allah Alam, maybe they are the majority in the world, for whom the facade is like the facade on a movie set. There is only a stick behind it. And the front, the face that is shown to the world, is something which is completely different from the reality of the individual. So this is one of the realities of mata'ul ghurur. So when you are seeing somebody, someone who is looking contented and so on and so forth, actually they are not. Actually there is a lot of, there are a lot of tears behind the smile, as they say. So the facade is something which is beguiling, it is very, which is designed to fool, and it is designed to give an impression which is different from what the reality is. It's like an actor. The actor is acting a part. He's wearing a face which is, you don't call it camouflage, but you call it, he's changed his appearance. And that's how he is able to put on a different face. So, mata'ul ghurur, this dunya, shows us a picture which is very different from the reality. And we look at only one of them today. And that picture the dunya shows us is that it tells us that happiness lies in increasing our possessions. Happiness lies in increasing our possessions. And this is a message that is given in this dunya. And inadvertently, we give this message. And this is where it is necessary to break away. Because otherwise, this dunya gives this message And the dunya has recruited us as the agents to give this message to our own children. It's all very well to curse materialism, and it's all very well to say that consumerism is very bad. But if you look at your own life, when did consumerism start? Who starts consumerism? Who starts consumerist thinking? Who starts materialist thinking? It starts right in your own home, with your children, when they are very, very small. And the finest example of it is that you buy a toy for your child, and if you have more than one children, or maybe the friend of the child comes and the child does not want to share that toy, what is the answer that most parents give? Say, okay, no problem, I'll get you your own. Let him have it, I will get you your own. So what are you teaching the children? You're teaching the children that you should not share, that you should grab, that you should have your own. So materialist thinking starts very early, right in our own homes. And that is because we have unconsciously bought into the argument of the dunya that happiness comes from possessions. So right from the beginning, we are teaching this message to our children. Happiness comes from possessions. Accumulate, the more you accumulate, the more happy you will be. And the strange thing is that, and that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the Quran and he sent his Nabi, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final of the messengers. There were literally hundreds of thousands of messengers who came before him from the first day, and they came to all places. They came to, there's not a town, not a place where people lived, not a country where Allah did not send a messenger. And all of them came with the same message. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Do not be fooled by the world. The reality is something else. This is only a facade. Look behind the facade, there is only a stick. The actual reality is something else. Everyone, they all came with the same message, no matter where they came, which country, which people, which nation, they all came with the same message. Do not be fooled. So despite that, we are fooled. And we are fooled into believing that accumulating stuff, accumulating possessions gives happiness. Whereas what is the actual reality? Actual reality is giving away gives happiness. It's the exact opposite. Collecting things does not give happiness. Giving them away gives happiness. And there are so many stories in our teaching stories and so on and so forth in every culture which talk about this, but we ignore all that. We ignore all that. Accumulating things, there's a famous story in India. There was this man who had this horse, and a very valuable horse. So he was always afraid somebody will steal this horse. So the man would tie the horse next to him, he would sleep next to the horse and so on and so forth. And obviously sleeping next to the horse is not the, you know, best way of living. And one day, despite that, he slept. He was traveling somewhere, he tied the horse, he was sleeping there, and he must have, you know, gone into a deep sleep or something, and somebody stole the horse. So when he woke up, there's no horse. So anyway, it's gone, it's gone. What to do? So after a couple of days, somebody met him and they asked him, they said, how are you feeling? The man said, I'm very happy. He said, why? He said, because now I can sleep in peace. He said, I don't have to worry about the horse. So he said, it's a good thing the horse is gone. While the horse was there, it was actually a problem for me. Now I realize that the good thing the horse has gone, that I can sleep peacefully. Now, you don't have to wait until your possessions are stolen. The key thing is that happiness does not come from accumulating possessions. It comes from giving them away. And seriously, ask the people who give. And you also give. My point of saying all this is not only for the story. I'm saying go and do it today. Take something which is valuable, take something which is good, and give it in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give it to somebody who needs it. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you will not reach a state of piety until you give in the path of Allah, until you give in charity that which you love the most. Now think about this, he's not even talking about giving in the sense of what I won't say garbage, because it's not garbage, but at the same time it is something which you really don't need, something which is surplus, something which you have already used and you got tired of it, right? So it is lying somewhere. Now usually that's what we give, old clothes, old shoes, after you have got sick and tired of wearing them, who wants to wear the shoes again, give it away. So all stuff which you really don't need or you don't want, which is worse, you don't want, you don't need, and that's why I'm always tempted to use the word garbage, but okay, let's be kind, we don't call it garbage, but it's, you have to differentiate. You have to wonder what is it, can we differentiate? How many of us give away something which is brand new, which we haven't even touched, which we really wanted to buy, we bought it and then we give it away? How many of us do that? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, unless you do that, you will never reach close to Allah. You will reach close to Allah when you give up something which you love the most. What does it mean? It means change the focus of your love from things to Allah. What is the meaning of that? That's what it means. It means change the focus of your love from things to Allah. And how do you change the focus of your love? Get rid of this thing. And that is why Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the documents for his garden, which was one of the most, if not the most valuable date orchard in Medina, which had a beautiful well, it had sweet water. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to give this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why? He said, because this is the ayat which Allah has revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot get close to me until you give away that which you love. He said, this garden I love the most. This is my most valuable possession, I love the most, I want to give this away because I want to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thing to understand, we have to pay the price. We have to pay a price, and you will never pay a price until you realize that that price is actually investment. It's not a price. It's actually investment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world where we have to pay for whatever we get. There's always payment, believe me, there's nothing that is free. There's no such thing as a free lunch, there's also no such thing as a free breakfast or a free dinner. Everything has a price. If you do something, it has a price. If you don't do something, that also has a price. And that's why I always say, the price of living by your values is far less than the price of compromising them. And so therefore, I remind myself in you, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. This dunya is a figment of the imagination. Happiness does not come from accumulating things. Happiness comes from giving them away. My request to you, go and give away something today. And teach this to your children. Make them give things away. Don't force them, but help them to understand this. Help them to understand this. Encourage this behavior. Give away, give away, give away. Don't accumulate anything. And imagine if this world lived by this principle, that happiness comes from giving away, what would happen? You would have America giving away wealth, giving away knowledge to Afghanistan, to all, you know, the poor countries, to the African countries and so on. How much of a happier world we would have? Just think about that. You would not have to worry about security at all, because everyone loves the givers. There was no worry about security. It was beautiful. What would Australia do? Australia has got a land area which is three times the size of India, and it has a population which is the population of one state in India, 23 million. Yeah? So what would Australia do? Australia would open the land. They would say, people from all over the world who want to come and live in this country, welcome. Come, build your life, build the economy, contribute to the economy. We have land to give, take it, free, government is inviting, please come. Imagine what a beautiful world we would have if that world was based on this principle that happiness comes from giving, not from taking. And that is the reality, that is the reality, that is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent from the first day, for Allah knows how many million years this world has been around, till the last day. And what stupidity that we people who consider ourselves to be so intelligent and so highly developed and so scientific and whatnot, we cannot understand one simple principle in life, that happiness comes from giving, does not come from taking. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand, we cannot change the world maybe, but at least we can change ourselves. So let us try to do that, let us try to bring this into our lives as a principle and say that I will give, I will not take, I will give. And the more we give, the happier we will be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with happiness inshaAllah and enable you to give and give and give, and as a result of which create a beautiful world which will be something which is worth leaving behind for our children. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رحمة الله.